This just in. In 2014, famous people did stupid things.
Here's our celebrity coverage from 2014, including one story in which an actual board-certified celebrity, Miss Rosie Perez, joins in to comment.
Not real. My little ass is a lot cuter than that.
That was singer Ariana Grande responding to what big or little story about computer hacking this week?
The leak of a large number of pornographic pictures that had been hacked.
Go on. No, you're right, of course, yes. These are the hacked nude photos. We could have led the show this week with news from Ukraine or Syria, but those people are not naked. Somebody hacked into the accounts of Ms. Grande, Jennifer Lawrence, and several other well-known female celebrities and stole their private nude photos. The pictures were stolen from the iCloud web storage service, which many news services, including the BBC and Britain's Daily Mail, had to explain their audiences, not an actual cloud. Apparently,
yeah, actual clouds have even worse security.
It's true. But really, I mean, how could people were making this mistake? Apparently, British people were standing outside under storm clouds waiting for it to start raining boobs. The big thing we learned in this whole incident was not that celebrity accounts can be hacked so easily, but that apparently everybody takes naked pictures of themselves. I didn't know this.
I didn't either.
I did.
Is it just... I would have to have a touch of dysentery for a week, followed by self-tanner, before I would take a nude picture of myself.
Oh, I love those dysentery shots.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, have you ever taken a nude photo of yourself? Guys?
Maybe.
No, I've always had that confusion whenever people video themselves having sex, because after I have sex, all I can think is at least no one saw that.
That's the smallest comfort. Rosie, this week, an American hero named Andrew Chafari set a new world record when he paid $54.75 for a single item where?
Oh, my God, I know this, but my mind is blank.
Well, maybe you need something to wake you up, Rosie.
Oh. Was it the Starbucks coffee?
It was the Starbucks coffee.
Nice. Rosie, wait. Will you do me a favor and just say Starbucks coffee one more time? That is a thing of beauty.
Until this week, the most expensive drink ever ordered at Starbucks was the latte you had this morning. But this week, Mr. Chafari ordered something he invented and dubbed the Sexagintuple Vanilla Bean Mocha Frappuccino. It cost $54.75, breaking the previous record for most expensive Starbucks drink by a few bucks. Andrew's part of this subculture that likes to fill up their Starbucks loyalty cards, get you a free drink of your choice, and then they come up with the most expensive drink they can think of, right? It's a small, meaningless blow against a global company that probably could have any of us killed anytime they want.
Now, I think I read that drink had how many shots of espresso in it?
I believe 30.
Oh. So, do we know what he does for a living?
I believe he now stays awake for a living. He spasms. He works as an agitator in a laundry machine. He's just like,
if I can take my coffee break, if I can take my coffee break, something within me dies.
Myself is something within me dies.
If I can't make 3 daily trips where shining shrine benignly drips and taste card.